Members of the House Appropriations Committee passed five different measures that do everything from requiring more information from sex offender registrants to requiring that victims and local law enforcement be notified when an offender is released from the Department of Children and Families Care. But now some lawmakers, like Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams, took issue with provisions in a bill that would mandate a 50-year sentence for anyone convicted of a sex crime against a child or developmentally disabled adult. That bill, sponsored by Shalimar Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, would also elevate indecent exposure from a misdemeanor to a felony. Williams worries that provision could have some unintended consequences.
I'm just concerned that we're trying to cast too wide of a net to solve problems that may not actually be there. So, and maybe some unintended consequences for even some minors that we may not want to get into the system.
But Tallahassee State Attorney Willie Meggs disagrees. He says he's confident prosecutors will be able to tell the difference between an innocent misunderstanding and an actual sexual offense.
I think we can view this as another tool in the drawer that we have to use, and as long as we have the, as prosecutors, the discretion to decide when to use it, it probably will not do much harm or any harm.
Florida lawmakers made reforming the state's sex offender statutes a priority after a recently released sexual predator killed an 8-year-old girl in Jacksonville last year. The package of House bills now moves to the Judiciary Committee for further debate. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank in Tallahassee.